happening right now, Acharya Mridul Krishnaji, Goswamiji, his katha is going on right now. Today the timings are going to be from 3 p.m.
to 6 p.m.
And it is going to be at Sri Radha Krishna Temple Hall, located at 1165 Beechner Street in Houston, Texas.
Yes, today is the third day and the katha will end on Thursday. Okay. Shiv Shakti Mandir, Sanatan Shiv Shakti Mandir, 6640 Harvin Drive, open daily 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. All major festivals as well as birthdays, Namkaran, engagement and other ceremonies. Call Pandit Virat Mehta 713-278-9099 or Hardik Rawal at 361-243-6539. For puja or other ceremonies. Heritage classes, Asirvad's heritage classes in KT Cypress, Sugarland for kids 4 to 18 years, meditation, yoga, sloka, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranamam, bhajan, competition and fun activities. Adult meditation classes, register at www.asirvadablessing.org or Sri Rawla at 281-995-0930. Hare Krishna Dham, Houston's original Vedic temple, ISKCON of Houston at 1320 West 34th Street, zip code 77018. Daily darshan and aarti times are 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 12 noon, 4:30 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Sunday festival 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Weekly Gita classes for adults, call 281-433-1635 or harekrishnadham at gmail.com. Vedanta Society of Greater Houston, 14809 Lindita Drive, 77083, has classes every Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. First and third Sunday, Bhagavad Gita. Second Sunday, on works of Swami Vivekananda. Fourth Sunday, Holy Mother Sharada's Gospel. Fifth Sunday, Swamis of Ramakrishna Order visit to conduct retreats and lectures. www.houstonvedanta.org or 281-584-0488.
The new Gauri Siddhi Vinayak Temple, located at 5645 Hillcroft Avenue, Suite 701. For your Hindu wedding ceremony needs, Sri Satyanarayan Puja, Sri Gayatri Havan. For Laguradra, Vastu Shanti, Mundan Sanskar, Shanti Havan, and so on, please contact Pradeep Pandya at 832-466-9868.
And those are the events coming up this week. And so if you have any announcements or events that you're coming up, please call us. Our phone number here is
खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर पकड़ो पकड़ो दौड़ो दौड़ो काना भागा जाए
अरे पकड़ो पकड़ो
पकड़ो पकड़ो पकड़ो दौड़ो दौड़ो काना भागा जाए
कभी कुंज में कभी कदम पे हाथ नहीं ये आए गोकुल की गलियों गया शोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन साथ
आई नंद द्वारे कन्हैया को साथ
आयो तेरो लाला मेरी मटकी फोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर
की गलियों में मच गया शोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन
यशोदा से नैना चुराए मन ही मन का ना मुस्काए
मन ही मन का ना मुस्काए
कुकर से बाजो खुल गई डोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर
की गलियों में बन गया शोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर यशोदा माँ धीरज धरे जैसे यशोदा माँ धीरज धरे
माखन मिश्री को भोग लगाए रूठे कन्हैया को लीनो मनाए
रूठे कन्हैया को लीनो मनाए
लीला धारी की लीला अपार बोलो कन्हैया की जय जयकार नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर
की गलियों में मच गया शोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर
पकड़ो दौड़ो काना भागा जाए कुंज में कभी कदम पे हाथ नहीं आए गोकुल की गलियों में मच गया शोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर नट खट नंद किशोर माखन खा गयो माखन चोर
Yes, that was Acharya Mridul Krishna Ji. Their Srimad Bhagavad Gita is going on actually today. It's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Sri Radha Krishna Temple, located on the beach in the street in Houston, Texas.
So, listeners, we're going to abstract from another article. The article is entitled Vedic Yoga, the Oldest Form of Yoga by David Frawling. Yoga is a comprehensive set of spiritual practices designed to enable us to realize the greater universe of consciousness that is our true nature. The term yoga means to unite, coordinate, harmonize, work, or transform. It refers to the linking all aspects of our being, from the physical body to our highest intelligence, with the true or universal self that dwells within the heart. This process occurs in different forms and stages relative to the condition of the individual and variations of time, place, and culture. Vedic knowledge is the knowledge of the divine or higher self that the practice of yoga is actually seeking to realize. Veda is spiritual wisdom, and yoga is its application. Yoga has developed over many thousands of years and has evolved into many branches and types. For this reason, the older basis of yoga in the Vedas is not understood by many people today. Today, yoga has been reduced, especially in the West, to its physical or asana side, and little of the greater tradition is even understood. Even in India, the Vedic basis of the tradition is seldom given proper attention. Yet, as we move into a new planetary age, such older spiritual traditions are beginning to resurface in the collective mind. As we move forward, we must comprehend our origins and reclaim our ancient spiritual heritage. The Vedas contain keys to the perennial wisdom of humanity. The Vedas proclaim that we are all children of light, children of the seers who have wandered far. In order for us to evolve in consciousness, we must revitalize the seeds of our higher evolution that the ancient sages planted within us millennia ago. Hence, the relevance of Vedas must continue to grow and is crucial to the emergence of a new spiritual global culture. The American Institute of Vedic Studies aims at researching the original Vedic yoga. It follows the teaching of Ganapati Muni, the chief disciple of the great South Indian sage Ramanand Maharishi. The Vedic yoga is part of an integral tradition that includes classical yoga, spiritual tantra and Vedanta, as well as Ayurveda and Vedic astrology. According to the Vedic view, humanity was one in language and religion during the Golden Age. Human beings possessed an innate contact with the divine self within and also had telepathic powers and photographic memories. This made books and other media unnecessary. Religious institutions were also not required, and no technology was needed. Human life was spent in sadhana or spiritual practice, and human consciousness freely moved through the domains of cosmic consciousness, remaining in harmony with both nature and spirit. At the end of the Golden Age, human spiritual intelligence began to decline. Differences in language, along with the growth of ego, brought about an increase of ignorance and division between people. At this time, the Vedic teaching was first compiled in oral tradition to preserve the spiritual knowledge developed in the Golden Age. It was created by numerous Vedic seers of the Angiras and Bhrigu families, of which the most important are the seven seers Vasishtha, Vamadev, Bharadwaj, Gritasmada, Vishwamitra, Kanwa, and Atri. Through the vision of the rishis, the Vedas set forth all the main possible spiritual paths for humanity. The Vedas contain a comprehensive key to cosmic evolution as well as to human spiritual unfoldment, unlocking all the laws of universe. Vedic language employs powerful mantras to set forth this teaching that have many different levels of meaning and application. In this regard, the language has a depth and dimension that modern languages, products of the outer mind and ego, cannot even begin to approach. Vedic mantras reflect the pattern of cosmic law and blueprint of cosmic intelligence, through which all that exists can be comprehended in one's innermost consciousness. Vedic mantras contain the prototypes of all knowledge and all powers of creation. Yet to understand and use them correctly requires a special insight. They cannot be grasped by ordinary intellect, which is why academic renderings of the Vedas are useless and breed many distortions. There are many basic types of Vedic yoga, but the main types are mantra yoga, which is through speech and originates in the Rig Veda or earth, prana yoga, prana, originates in the Yajurveda and is atmosphere, dhyan yoga, the mind, originates in the Samveda and is heaven, the walking state, agni or fire, Brahma or the creator, dream state, Indra or lightning, and Shiva is the transformer, deep sleep, Surya or the sun, Vishnu is the preserver. The three states, the three yogas relate to our basic faculties of speech, prana and intelligence-dominated mind. These are not just our ordinary faculties, but our ability to develop the divine word, the divine life, and the divine mind within us. They relate to the three bodies, the physical, the astral, which is pranic, and the causal, which is the soul or the deeper mind. The three Vedas correspond to these three yogas. The Rig Veda, the Veda of mantra, sets forth the basic mantras or seeds of cosmic knowledge. The Yajur Veda shows their application through rituals, which is both external and internal or yogic. The internal ritual is pranayam. The Samved, the Vedas of unification, shows their realization through ecstasy and insight. The three main Vedic deities or devatas correspond to the three types of light. Agni's fire, which is heat or light that burns up all negativity and reformulates our nature on a higher level. Indra is lightning, which is light energy or electrical force through which we can ascend and move on to a higher level of being. Surya is the sun, which is pure light or magnetic force that draws us into the omnipresent infinite. The three forces operate in our three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep, and can transform them into states of divine waking or perception, divine dream or creation, and divine rest or peace. These are the three worlds of earth, atmosphere, and heaven, not as external, but as internal realities through which we can grasp all the worlds as formation in our own mind.
Sarveshwari Jagadishwari Sarveshwari Jagadishwari He Matri Roop Maheshwari
Sarveshwari Jagadishwari Sarveshwari Jagadishwari
ममतामयी करुणामयी ममतामयी करुणामयी हे मातृरूप महेश्वरी
सर्वेश्वरी जगदीश्वरी
जग जीवनी संजीवनी समस्त जीवनेश्वरी
जग जीवनी संजीवनी
समस्त जीवनेश्वरी हे मातृरूप महेश्वरी सर्वे जगदीश्वरी सर्वेश्वरी जगदीश्वरी ये मातृरूप महेश्वरी प्रतिपल भुवन हृदयेश्वरी
कृपारिणी जगतारिणी प्रतिपल भुवन हृदयेश्वरी
मातृरूप महेश्वरी
सर्वेश्वरी जगदीश्वरी
जग से चाहे भाग ले कोई मन अर्पण कहलाए।
हम सो कहत कौन की बातें, हम सो कहत कौन की बातें।
श्री राधा कृष्ण नमो नमः। गोपालं गिरिराज राज धर गोपाल गिरिराज राज
Subprabhatam. This portion of the radio program is brought to you in part by Sri Meenakshi Temple. Meenakshi Temple is located in Pearland, a Houston suburb near Hobby Airport. You're all welcome to visit the temple. Ashtotra Archana can be performed on a walk-in basis. You can sponsor the puja online at www.emeenakshi.org, or you can also call the temple 281-489-0358. The upcoming events at Sri Meenakshi Temple, starting with Vaikasi, will be tomorrow at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Today there will be Meenakshi Abhishekam, Subramanya Abhishekam. Today also happens to be Trayodashi, with Pradosham Puja happening at 7 p.m. And Rama Abhishekam with Ani with Ani Masam with Rama Abhishekam, which is Punarvasu Nakshatra, and Maha Ganapati Abhishekam and Maha Rudram is happening, which we will talk about in just few minutes. And let me now bring you this beautiful song, Meenakshi Pancharatnam.
Thank you.
Meenakshi Temple will be having Sri Maharudram celebrated on the 20th of June at Sri Meenakshi Temple. You can join in. You can also register online through www.emeenakshi.org, and there will be chanting of Sri Rudram, and the exact connotation for Sri Rudram is to wit the Chamakam is a scriptural tradition of a Hindu stotra dedicated to Rudra, epithet of Shiva, taken from the Yajurveda. Sri Rudram is also known as Udra Prashna, Sautadriya, as well as Rudra Dhyaya. The text is important in Saivism, where Shiva is viewed as the supreme god. Hymn is an early example of enumerating the names of a deity, a tradition developed extensively in the Sahasranama literature of Hinduism. A few centuries, and the recitation of the Sautadriya is claimed as Jabala Upanishad to lead to immortality. The hymn is referred in the Shiva Purana. The text is also the famous for its mention of the Saivite Panchakshara, the five-syllable mantra which appears in the text of the Sautadriya in the 8th Anuvaka. The text is also the mantra Om Namah Bhagavate Rudraya. Through the chanting of the Sri Rudram, Lord Shiva's various attributes and aspects are invoked and worshipped. Chanting the Rudram is considered to be of great benefit. Rudram chanting can be done with or without an accompaniment of the Vedic Yajna ritual. The accompaniment of the fire ritual is called Rudra Yajnam, and it is said that Lord Shiva, after the Bhasmasura was killed with the help of Lord Mahavishnu, performed the Tandava dance and then performed the Rudra Yajna for the betterment of the humanity. The place where Rudra Yajna was performed is where Sri Kalahasti temple stands now, which is one of the five Panchabhutas, Vayu, Agni, Jala, Akasha and Prithvi. And in Sri Kalahasti, there is a Vayu Linga. And Kalahasti, for your information, this is very close to the Tirupati Balaji temple, and it's about 30 kilometers from there. So anyone who visits normally Balaji Tirupati also visits Kalahasti, which is a very, very important Shaivite shrine. And let me now bring you this recitation of Shiva Rudram, the first four Anuvakas, which you shall hear in a moment. And as I said, this Sri Rudram Chamakam is recited at Sri Meenakshi Temple for the Rudra Yajna, which is done for the betterment of humanity. And it is also done along with the Vedic ritual of the fire ritual, which will be done at the temple on 20th of June.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bhagubhya Mutate Namaha. Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu. Shiva Sharam Vyajata Patayana Rudra Mridaya. Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Ghora Papakashini. Kajanastanu Vashanta Maya Girishanta Vichakashi. Yami Shungirishanta Haste Vibharshastave. Shivangiritratam Guru Mahi Gumse Purushan Jagat. Shivena Vachasatta Girishachya Vadamasi. Yathanastarvamit Jagada Yakshmagum Sumana Asat. Tajyavachadati Bhakta Prathamodayim Vyo Bhishak. Ahi Gishka Sarva Anjam Bhajan Sarva Ashchayatu Dhanyaha. Asau Yastamra Aruna Utababhrasso Mangalaha. Je Je Magum Rudra Abhito Dikshushita Sahasra Shobai Shagum Heda Ivahe. असौ यो वसर्पतिने लग्रे भो विलोहितः उतैदं गोपा अदृशन्नदृशन्नुदहार्यः उतैनं विश्वा भूतानि सदृष्टो मृडयातिनः नमो अस्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीढुषे अथो ये अस्य सत्ता नो हन्तेभ्यो कदं नमः प्रमुञ्च धन्वनस्त्वमुभयो रात्रिजोर्जाम् याष्टदेहस्त इषभः पदाता भगवो वप अवतत्यधनुस्त्वगुं सहस्राक्षशतेषु धे निषेर्यशल्यानां मुखा शिवो नः सुमना भव विद्यन्धनुः कवर्दिनो विशल्यो बाणवागुम् उत अनेषन्नस्तेषव आभुदस्य निषङ्गतिः या ते हेतर्मेढुष्टमहस्ते बभूवते धनुः तयास्मान् विश्वतस्त्वमयक्ष्मया परिभुजा नमस्ते अस्त्वायुधायानाततय धृष्णवे उभाभ्यामुतते नमो भागुभ्यां तवधन्वने.
Listeners, we are joined today by one of the board members of Sri Meenakshi Temple, M.K. Sriram, who is also arranging the Sri Maharudram every year at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Namaskar, Sriram. Thank you and welcome to the radio program. You're online. Hello. Sriram, can you hear me? Yes.
Okay. Yes, it's a great pleasure to join you and talk about this program, the Maharudram, we are having every year at the Sri Meenakshi Temple.
Yes, I know you've been doing it for the past 3 years. Actually, is this a yagyam along with Vedic fire ritual as well as chanting of the Rudram?
Yes, what we plan to do is we start on Friday, that is June 19th evening. Around 4 o'clock, and after all the sangalpams and the preliminary pujas, we'll chant the Rudram for 11 times that evening, and then follow up again the next day, which is Saturday, June 20th morning at 8 o'clock, and continue. Yes, we are going to recite the Rudram, and then after that we are going to do the homam, Rudra homam, which is a very auspicious, very special event. And all under the guidance of our priest. And following that, we'll do the Abhishegam to Lord Shiva, mm-hmm. Abhishegam Alankaram, and then the Divaradana.
Okay. I also want to tell the listeners that the importance of the chanting of the Vedic Rudram.
Okay. I guess for any person who listens to it, even for the first time, You are kind of entranced. You are taken to a different level, different world as it is. And you just close your eyes and listen. This is from the Yajurveda. You know, this is right in the middle of the Krishna Yajurveda, and it's a very enchanting sloka. And this is a great benefits of listening to Sri Rudram is that it'll bring you peace and also.
The Rudra Yajna, it is said, is done for the betterment of humanity, and the Rudra
correct.
Itself has got a supreme kind of a thing which enumerates many different aspects, not only in internal peace, but it also helps you as the mantra itself, the Om Namah Shivaya, derived from Sri Rudram itself, and they have a purpose and a meaning. They say the seventh Anuvakam is for education, and progeny. The eighth Anuvakam is for destruction of enemies and possessions of one's own things. So, see, each part has got a very great significance, and it also attributes to the Shiva's different nature. What all he, you know, the list of the fulfillment of wishes that God endows. And I think this is a very powerful prayer that it is recited during every Abhishekam of Lord Shiva, as well as any rituals that is conducted does not go without the Chamakam and the Rudram being recited in every Hindu temple.
Yes, yes, exactly. You put it very well. And also the people, the people who are participating in reciting, they're all from our community, and they put in a lot of hours and are training for this. And actually during the event, when we do the Sangalpam, the great thing is in each of us who are chanting, there is, we are imbibing, we are implanting Rudra within you. And at that, those hours, when they are reciting, this is actually Rudra's, resplendent in you. And you can feel the energy as you say this great mantra,
And so, without Parvati, there can be no Shiva. They both are one, okay? So even when you pray to Lord Shiva, you automatically pray to the goddess and vice versa. Actually, when you invoke the God itself, I believe you are encompassing all the aspects of who Lord Shiva is.
So that's correct.
That way it also renders to the path of liberation and your life without bondage. The meaning, it gives you better understanding of life and the pain, and also the destruction of the regenerative power, which is our key to evolution. So that way, this Rudra Prashna, Satodavya, and Rudraidya are the ones that form the Sri Rudram. And I just will make the announcement one more time. On mark your calendar, June 30th, starting the Friday itself, you will have this chanting, and it will continue through Saturday morning from 9 a.m.
We plan to start even earlier than that. We plan to start at 8 a.m. Because we want to be able to recite as many Rudram.
And it is done in the main temple premises?
It is actually done at the Ganesh temple. That's important to note. Okay. It's at the Ganesh temple. Since the main temple is going through renovation, it's
construction.
So this is a very appropriate place to do at the Ganesh temple right now.
Okay. And you expect about 200 people to join in the chant, or how many people are coming right now?
We expect at least, I hope there's 200, but in reality, we'll see. And we have called everybody, and so as many people as possible, we want to come and join us and make this really a remarkable experience for everybody.
Wishing everybody the benefit of, having this beautiful mantra and japa being done at Meenakshi Temple. Thank you, Sriram, for joining us. Sorry, I didn't give you any notice. Just called you to see and if you can come.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Absolutely. Please come and join us. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And we will continue the recitation of Sri Rudram for a few moments.
अथो य इषुधिस्तपारे अस्मन्निधेहितम् नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्र्यम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिगाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः.
As I said, Lord Shiva is the half of what Parvati is. God Nandi as well as Lord Nataraja. This is happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. I think my mic was off for a few minutes here. I apologize for that. I said Maharudram is happening on 20th of June. Father's Day is celebrated on the 21st. Subramanya Abhishekam on 22nd. At Ani Tirumanjanam for special Abhishekam for Lord Nataraja happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple on the 24th of June. So we shall still continue with the Chamakam, and I will bring one more song before that, Mahishasura Mardhini. This is in praise of Goddess Parvati.
విశ్వ వినోదిని నందనుతే గిరివర వింధ్య శిరోదిని వాసిని విష్ణు విలాసిని జిష్ణునుతే భగవతి హే చితి కంఠ కుటుంబిని భూరి కుటుంబిని భూరి కృతే జయ జయ హే మహిషాసుర మర్దిని రమ్యక పర్దిని శైలసుతే సురవర వర్షిణి దుర్ధర దర్శిణి దుర్ముఖ మర్షిణి హర్షరతే త్రిభువన భోషిణి శంకర దోషిణి కిల్పిష మోషిణి కోశరతే తనుజని రోషిణి తిది సుధ రోషిణి దుర్మద శోషిణి సింధు సుతే జయ జయ గే మహిషాసుర మర్దిని రమ్యక పర్దిని శైలసుతే అయి జగదంబ మదంబ కదంబ వన ప్రియవాసిని హాసరతే శిఖరి శిరోమణి తుంగ హిమాలయ శృంగ నిజాలయ మధ్యగతే మధు మధురే మధు కైడబ భంజిని కైడబ భంజిని రాసరతే జయ జయ గే మహిషాసుర మర్దిని రమ్యగ పర్దిని శైలసుతే
today's program presented by Sri Meenakshi Temple. The temple hours Monday through Thursday are 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon and 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And on Fridays, we are open from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Weekends and national holidays, 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. In the night that we have the whole day, we will be open on weekends and national holidays. And temple hours, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7:30. The temple kitchen hours is closed Monday through Thursday, but every Friday at from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., as well as weekends and major holidays from 9 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. You're all welcome to visit the temple, have darshan, get the blessings and have prasad also. With this, we conclude today's segment with all the wishes and blessings of Goddess Meenakshi.
चतुरविचारिवधूतकृतभ्रमदाधिपते दुरिदुरीद दुराशय दुर्मदिदानवधूतकृतान्तमते जय जय हे महिषासुरमर्दिनी रम्य